We're continuing the Shir on the Likutei Halachos, Ora Chaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Chol HaMoed, Halacha Dalet. Inyan Chol HaMoed, She'osu Baroiv HaMalachos, Ve'in Mutar Boikim Letzorach Dover Ovid. We're going to be discussing Chol HaMoed, the fact that the majority of work is forbidden, and one of the only types of work that's permitted on Chol HaMoed is called Meleches Dover Ovid. Those things which if a person doesn't do it, they'll incur a major loss. Al pi ha-toira tiku teichocha b'likutei tanina, simen ches, ayin sham heitev kol ha-toira miroish le-soifa. This halacha will be based on Torah ches in Likutei Moran Tanina, which is entitled tiku teichocha. This is the final shir that Rabbeinu Zal gave during his lifetime, the Rosh Hashanah before he passed away. Ayin sham me'inyan ha-tfila b'b'chinas din shel ha-bal koyach. One of the major topics in that Torah, Rabbeinu Zal speaks about a bal koyach, a person of great strength, beruchnius, being able to give forth a certain kind of tefillah, a tefillah bebechinas din, when is necessary. Rabbeinu Zal explains there, ki ikra tefillah hu rachmim v'tachnunim. We know that usually tefillah is pleading, it's rachamim, tachnunim, it's coming from a place of chesed, we're seeking out the kindness of Hashem. Ve'ikur ha-rachamim toloi bedas, and we know that rachmonus is dependent on intelligence. Without intelligence, a person could think they're having rachmonus and they can be doing the most achzori action imaginable. For an example, a person can give a six-month-old baby a thick, delicious, juicy steak to eat, chas v'shalom, and kill the baby with it. Ulefomim shasit rachro yoinekes mena rachmonus. Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that at times when the sitrachro is able to latch onto the Rachmonus and take control of it, in a sense, Vazai Nismayit HaRachmonus Etzleinu, and then our control, our ability to draw on Rachmonus becomes lessened to a major degree. Venase Achzorius, and from where we were drawing Rachmonus, from the source where we were getting Rachmonus at first, unfortunately becomes the opposite. It becomes Achzorius, meanness. V'alideze nifgam adas, and this goes ahead and affects the das also. The rachmonus becomes defective, the das becomes defective. Vaza yoinekes ha-sitrachra, and then the sitrachra draws from the das also. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says in the Torah, v'hanochosh hoyo orum, the snake was very shrewd. So we see this concept of a shrewdness, a type of das, that goes to the snake, which is symbolic of the Satan, the Sitrachra. Umizeh bo chas v'shalom taivas niyuf. And this results when the das becomes pogum, it results in a hisgabrus of taivas niyuf, because Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, ki yesh shloisha moichim shehem b'chinas shloish mechitzlois prusois b'fnei ha-taivazois. The three levels of seichel of a person serve as three barriers blocking out the shtus, blocking out the nonsense, the bad thoughts and everything. And when the moichin become defective, then chas v'shalom, the bad thoughts come in. And taivas niyuf is nisgaber. V'heim b'chinas sholosh tfilois. And these three moichin correspond to the three basic tfilois. U'kishenif gam hadas alidei p'gam horachmonus kanal. And when the das becomes defective, through the fact that the Rachmonus became defective, azai ha-tfila bebechinas din. Then we can no longer use the standard type of tfila, which the Gemara refers to as rachmi. We have to switch to a different channel completely, a different type of tfila that's called a tfila bebechinas din, a tfila that's coming from a place of gvura. Vazai ha-sitrachra boilaso isochas v'shon. Rabbeinu Zal explains there, we know that the sitrachra is din. So when the sitrachra sees a tefillah going by, a missile that says on a din, it says, hey, that's mine, that's my chocolate bar. And the sitrachra tries to swallow it. Ve'oz tzrichin bal koyach godoil, she'ispalel tefillah bebechinas din, kamoi Pinchas, kedei she'tamoid ha-tefillah bebeis ha-bliya shel ha-sitrachra, kisheroitza ledvloy azois ha-tefillah. And then you need somebody with tremendous spiritual power, that can daven this tefillah bebechinas din, like, for example, Pinchas ben Elozer ben Aaron HaKoyen, where Rabbeinu Zal brings psukim to show that Pinchas, it says, vayepalel, also plilim im koinoi, he davened a tefillah bebechinas din, and the Gemara describes his tefillah, so that the tefillah will get stuck in the throat of the Sitra Achra when it tries to swallow it. And we know that when something gets stuck in someone's throat and it's bad enough, the person ends up vomiting up what they have in their stomach and in their bowels and everything in order to try to dislodge that thing that's stuck in their throat. And the Sitra Achra is forced to throw up, to vomit up everything, even its inner self, its life. Like a person says, I threw up my entire guts came out, you know. Shezeo bechinas geirim. This is the concept of where we have sometimes geirim come and join Klal Yisrael. Bebechinas chayil bola vayekienu. Mi bitnoi yoirishenu keil, the Pasuk says. Chayil bola vayekienu. The chayil bola, the Sitra Achra swallowed up chayil, power. Great power, sparks of Kedusha, Neshamois, Vayikienu. But he was forced to return it, to vomit it up. Mi bitnoi, from his stomach, Yoirishenu Kel. Hashem inherits from him, like Hashem draws out sparks of Kedusha. One form of this is the form of Geirim, converts. Vezehu, Vayipalel. This is the pasuk that it says by Pinchas, Vayipalel. Rabbeinu Zal brings there that the word Vayipalel is Roshe Tevois, Vahashlech lifnei paroi yehi lesanin. When Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to take his stick and throw it in front of paroi, he said it would become into a snake, and then Moshe Rabbeinu's snake would swallow up all the other snakes. This concept again of the Kedusha swallowing up the Sitra Achra instead of the reverse. Vizehu ato poirarto beozcho yom shibarto roshe taninim alamoyim, the pasuk says there. Again, Rabbeinu Zal brings different psukim there to explain this and to clarify it and to expound on it. Vizeh bechinas kriyas yamsuf umilchemes amolik. This is also the concept of what took place at kriyas yamsuf and the milchama against amolik. Shayidei zeh vayishma yisroi venizgayer. When Yisroi heard about the great display of power, the tefillah bebechinas din, vayitzaku el Hashem, they screamed to Hashem. All of that din and Moshe Rabbeinu's stick striking the water, stick is again bechinas din, striking the water to split it, that resulted in Yisroi coming and joining Klal Yisrael, who was one of the most important geirim of the whole history of the world. Vezeh bechinas ramim. Rabbeinu Zal also ties this to the concept of thunder. Anani deshafchimaya. It's clouds that are spilling water from one to the other. Bechinas hisgalus kavoido yisborach, which is a revelation of the kavoid of Hashem. Vaidea kavoid nimsheches hanavua. And when the kavoid of Hashem is really flowing, then there's a hashpo of nevua. Vaideze nizbarer hamedame. And when the nevua, when true prophecy is shining, then the medame means confusion, fantasy, a combination of good and bad, truth and falsehood, becomes clarified, becomes refined, becomes distilled, where we can separate good from bad within the medame. V'zoichin le'emunas chidush olam, and we're zoiche to believe in the concept of chidush olam, that Hashem created the world brand new, from nothing, from complete nothing. Shezehu bechinas hei dehashishi. This is the concept of the letter hei of yoim hashishi vayichulu ashmayim voretz. Ki ikar emunas chidush olam nizgale al yedei matan Torah shu bechinas kol amedrege shel nevuah. Because the true faith in the concept of Chiddush Olam was revealed when Hashem gave the Torah on Har Sinai, which was an example of a flow of Nevuah. The Ten Commandments correspond to the 10 levels of Nevuah that Klal Yisrael was zeichet to at that time, where it says, Ponim el ponim dibra Hashem yochem, Hashem spoke to them face to face. And through this emuna, we are zeichet to chidish oilam, v'chidish oilam yeh bebechinas Eretz Yisrael. And when Hashem will renew the world in the future, when Mashiach will come, when the Geula will come, then the world will be in the status of Eretz Yisrael, which means bechinas hashgocha v'neflois sheloi kederach hateva. The entire world will have super hashgocha of Hashem upon it, like we know Eretz Yisrael has today. The pasuk tomid einei Hashem alakecha bo mereishis hashana v'darchas hashana, and the whole world will be conducted sheloi kederach hateva with miracles. Vaydeze yisar shir chodesh shel neflois, then will be awakened and inspired the new song of miracles. Shubchinas shir poshut kofel meshulash meruba, a song that's single, double, triple, quadruple. Sheoile chesed, which is bigimatria the word chesed. When you take Hashem's name yud kei vav kei, and you do it in this format, yud one letter, then yud kei two letters, then yud kei vav three letters, then yud kei vav kei four letters, the total gematria of yud yud hei yud hei is 72 exactly. That's the kinor shel ayin bei shehu bechinas shir sheisnagin al ayin beis nimin. This refers to the special song which will be played on a harp of 72 strings. Shekur and Strinus. Keminyan Chesed, the Gematria of Chesed. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Oilam Chesed Yibone. The world will be rebuilt with Chesed. Vizehu Hakoil Shel Hamoichia Hehogun. And this is all tied into the voice of a person who knows how to reprimand properly. It's through all of these qualities, through the tefillah bebechinas din, and the tikkun hamedamet, bira hamedamet, the chiddush olam, and all the things we mentioned here, through that we're zoche to have a person who really knows how to reprimand properly, where his reprimand brings out the good in the other person, not chas v'shalom the opposite. Ki ma'oirim reach toiv, he awakens a sweet aroma, a good smell, on the part of the person whom he's reprimanding. Bebechinas nirdi nosan rechoy, from my yirida, from my sin, came forth a good smell. It got turned around to a tshuva meira, tshuva meava. Kaideze hakoil gedelim kol harechoy shebegan Eden. Because it's through this voice of the one who knows how to be moichiach properly, that's what nourishes all the flowers and everything in Gan Eden. That's what brings forth the beautiful reach of Gan Eden. Ki zeh hakoil mashke es hagan. It's this coil that nourishes, that irrigates the garden. Bebechinas v'nohor yoytze me'eden lahashke es hagan. Ayin shom kol zeh heitev. Rab Nosson Zal here in one paragraph summarized a 15-page chapter on Likutei Moran. So he gave us just headings, basically. In Likutei Moran, the Rabbeinu Zalik, every one of these terms here is explained in a paragraph of its own.